إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This morning, bi idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to continue the topic that we began yesterday, ahammiyat al-waqt fi hayat al-muslim, the importance of time in the life of the Muslim. And this topic was presented by the Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad al-Badr, Hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. And from what we read yesterday, basically the Shaykh was beginning to talk about the subject, the introduction to the subject, and he mentioned that he was going to begin with a supplication, from the authentic supplication from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has been narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah in his Sahih. And that supplication is a very brief supplication, however it is extremely beneficial, very comprehensive, and indeed whoever reads it and contemplates over its meaning will know that every Muslim is in need of it. And in that supplication, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify, to set right first his deen, and then his dunya, and then his akhirah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make life a means of increase of every good, and death a means of rest from every evil. So the Shaykh began with this supplication, and he said that it is appropriate and suitable and befitting for the topic of the importance of time, for indeed, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives help and assistance to, in order to protect and preserve and guard their time, so that it will not be wasted, this is the one who will be successful. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandons someone and does not help them, then they will be in loss. One of the important points that the Shaykh made yesterday is that this dua, and any dua, when one supplicates with it, we should know that it is incumbent upon us. It is incumbent upon us to not only ask Allah's help and assistance and protection and guidance, but we must utilize the means. We must utilize the legislative means that are necessary in order to bring about that which we are asking Allah's help in. And he mentioned here the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah wa la ta'jiz." This is part of a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there's good in every believer, but the strong believer is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any case, the point of this statement that the Shaykh is referring to in this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructing us in these words, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uka wasta'in billah." He's instructing us that we must make every effort, we must be eager and diligent in seeking that which is of benefit in this world and in the hereafter, that which benefits us in this world as well as in the hereafter, that one must go after it and utilize the legislative means in order to achieve it. And in addition to that, in order to be successful, one must ask Allah's help. But asking Allah's help is only part of it, and the other part is doing your part. So the Shaykh is saying, when you supplicate with this supplication that he began with, or any other supplication, we should know that we must ourselves utilize the means that Allah has legislated in order to achieve any good or to protect ourselves from any harm. And along with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. And this is similar to the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to one of his companions. And as I recall, I think it was Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. In any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, do not abandon or do not leave off saying this at the end of every salat. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. That Allah assist me and help me and aid me to remember you and to be thankful to you and to worship you in the best manner. And this, yani supplication is also, yani befitting here at this point for us to be reminded that we will not be successful in anything except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has instructed, that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has instructed us to ask for Allah's help in order to remember him and also to be grateful to him and to worship him in the best manner. So yani this supplication is a beautiful supplication, it's an important supplication, but it's not sufficient just to ask Allah's help, but we must ourselves do those things that Allah has legislated in order to achieve that which we're asking Allah's help in. So the Shaykh, he mentioned yani some discussion concerning this supplication, and we yani referred to his detailed explanation from another source in discussing the supplication that the Shaykh began with in some detail. And after this, the Shaykh, he made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify for me and for you our time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify for me and for you our time, so that we don't waste time, and that he guide us all upon the straight path, and that he distance us from the fitin, the trials and tribulations that lead astray, those which are apparent and those which are hidden. And after this, the Shaykh, he says, and this is where we begin today, أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَى أَحَمِّيَةِ الْوَقْتِ فِي حَيَاةِ الْمُسْلِمِ. Yani, O brothers, the importance of time in the life of a Muslim, the importance of time. And like, I would like to just remind us so that yani, the benefit, inshallah, is increased. I would like to remind us that The great benefit of this topic is that the Shaykh is reminding us of things that we already know. However, sometimes we are neglectful. And the time, the importance of time is indeed a great matter that many, many, many people are neglectful of. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said it's one of the two blessings that most people are losers in reference to it. يعني نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس السحة والفراغ. Yani that these are two blessings which many of the people, many, not a few, but many of the people have lost in reference to them, that is good health and spare time. So be careful. And each of us must be careful how we use our time, and that we should yani have the utmost care and give attention to protecting and preserving and managing our time. Indeed, our time is our life. And if we waste our time, we're wasting the great gift of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. So, O brothers, the importance of time in the life of a Muslim. Time indeed is a precious treasure. A precious treasure. In this life, it is the most valuable and the most precious treasure. It is a treasure. يَأْتِ وَلَا يَعُودُ. It is a treasure, kanz, ya'ati wa la ya'ud. It comes and it does not return. It is a treasure that the rational, the intelligent, the smart people, alaykum salam, guard and protect and preserve. The smart people, the intelligent people, the wise people, they protect and preserve their time. And they give the utmost care to it. And they consider it to be of the most precious of all things that is, yani, incumbent upon a person to give care to and to protect and preserve. The smart, the wise, the intelligent people, they count it as being more precious than wealth. And more precious than their homes, and more precious than food and drink, and all other affairs. يقول أحد السلف يصف الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. One of the Salaf, one of the early predecessors, he said in describing the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, أدركت قوما هم أحرسوا على وقتهم منكم على دنانيركم. That I reached some people who they were more eager, more diligent, more careful with their time than you are with your wealth, with your yani gold coins. Yani their time was more precious to them. They guarded it and protected it. They were diligent in protecting and preserving it more than you protect your wealth, your money. They were very eager, yani to the utmost limit, in protecting their time and giving it the highest level or degree of care. They were concerned with a complete concern over their time due to the greatness of this matter of time within themselves, the value that they placed upon it, and the greatness of the status of time in their hearts, and due to them understanding the importance and the greatness of this matter. Yani they understood the importance of time. And as a result of their understanding, they acted like it was something important, that it was precious, that it was valuable, that it was worthy of care. Whereas today we find ourselves careless with our time. Careless. We don't care for it. We don't care about it. We are wasting it as though it has no value. The Shaykh, he says, O brothers, if we reflect and contemplate upon the Book of Allah Jalla wa Ala and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we find in the two of them, the Book and the Sunnah, from the evidences that we will come across, many evidences which point to the greatness of this affair, that is the time, and the importance of guarding our time and having concern and giving care to our time. And that it is from the most important of matters that is incumbent upon the Muslim to give attention to and to guard and protect it perfectly. And here I will present to you in what follows some of the textual proofs from the Quran, from the Book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the Sunnah of His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in them we will find that which draws our attention to the importance of time and the importance of giving care to the time. وَأَسْأَلَ اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ أَيَنْفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِهَا. And the Shaykh, he says that I ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to benefit me and to benefit you, yani by that which we are going to mention from textual proofs of the Quran and the Sunnah, showing the importance of time and the importance of showing care and concern about our time. And from these textual proofs is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in many ayat of the Noble Quran, swears by different parts of the time, like Al-Asr, and Al-Duha, and Al-Fajr, and Al-Layl, والنهار, and that which is similar to that. Yani the various aspects or the parts of the day. Like his saying, جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Yani by the dawn and by the 10 nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by the dawn, the early morning hours of the dawn, and by the nights, 10 particular nights. And the saying of Allah Ta'ala, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. And by the night, when it spreads out or covers, يَغْشَى, and the day when it, and it brings forth the light and the brightness. Again, swearing by a certain portion of the time of the day, the night or the day or the dawn and so on. And the saying of Allah Ta'ala, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. And these are oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these parts of the day, these times of the day, and other aspects of Allah's creation, by the sun and its brightness, and the moon when it follows, yani comes behind the sun, and by the day when it brings out the brightness or the light of the sun, and by the night when it covers it. Again, in these ayat, the reference that the Shaykh is referring to is the mention of time, the nahar, the daytime, and the layl, the night. And like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wadduha, yani the forenoon, by the forenoon, the time of the forenoon. And like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal asr, the afternoon. And these, and ayats which are similar to this from the ayat of the Noble Quran. The Shaykh, hafidhuhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, here is just giving us a sample of some of the many ayats in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, makes an oath, swearing by the various parts of the times of the day. Here the Shaykh, he says, yani concerning these oaths, yani that this swearing by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, swearing by these parts of the time, these parts of the day and the night, is a dalil, an indication of ahammiyat al-waqt wa idham sha'nihi, the importance of time and the greatness of its affair. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by these times of the day, the duha and the fajr and the asr and the layl and nahar, this is a proof in itself. Allah swearing by these times is a proof of the importance of time and the greatness of its affair. And this is because Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He swears by something from the things that He has created, then indeed this is an indication of the greatness of the thing that He is swearing by, and the nobility of its affair, of its status, and the highness of its worth or its value. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by something of His creation, this shows that this thing has a status, a worth and a value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala swearing by these parts of the time, the fajr, the dawn, the layl, the night, al-asr, the afternoon, al-duha, the forenoon, and times similar to these, indeed, this is a dalil, a proof of the greatness of the affair of time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time is important in front of Allah, even if it is not important to those who do not know or who do not understand. Yani the greatness of the status of waqt, of time, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicated by Him swearing by these times. And also contained in this, the swearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these times, is an indication of the importance of giving care and attention to the time. That we should give care and we should give proper attention to the time. And this is because Allah Jalla wa Ala has sworn by it. And also because these times are the place for actions, al-a'mal, yani deeds. And it is the place in which at-ta'at, actions of obedience to Allah, are performed. And at-taqarrub ila Allah Jalla wa Ala, yani getting near to Allah, acts of obedience of Allah, good deeds and righteous actions are performed in these times. And all other types of ibadah are performed in these times. So those who are seeking to get near to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who fulfill His commands, and who fulfill that which He has commanded us with, they do these things, yani these acts of obedience and fulfilling the commands of Allah, they perform them in these times. Either in the Fajr time, like the Salatul Fajr, and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this early morning hour, and other good deeds that people do in these times, at the time of Fajr, at the time of Ad-Duha, at the time of Asr, the night, Al-Layl, and in the day, Al-Nahar. These are times when the people who seek to get near to Allah are fulfilling His commands in them. Therefore, the times, the affair of the time is great, and its affair is dangerous. Yani, it is dangerous if a person doesn't give it proper care and attention. For these times go away and they do not return. Every time, yani every amount of time that leaves from a person's life, it will not come back to him. It will not come back to you. Whatever time goes away from your life, it will not come back to you. And this time, it is the place for doing deeds. It is the place for acts of obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And it is the place for at-taqarrub ilayhi bima yurdihi wa bima yuhibbuhu subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani that in these times, a person is expected to do good deeds, to do acts of obedience to Allah, and to do those things that bring you near to Allah with that which is pleasing to Him and that which He loves. So the times, these times, are the place for actions, for deeds, for acts of worship. As far as, yani the Shaykh here mentions two types of people. Those who Allah has given tawfiq and success to them from amongst His servants, His worshippers. That's one type of people, those who Allah has given success to. These are the people who utilize these times in obedience to Allah and utilize these times as a means to get near to Allah Jalla wa Ala. As far as those who have wasted the time, who have fallen short in reference to time, then indeed these valuable times and these limited hours pass by this person, pass through his life, and pass him by without him getting any benefit from them. Neither an increase in iman, nor a rectification of his deeds, nor a storing up of beneficial knowledge and preserving it, yani preserving it as a means of obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and a means of nearness to Him. Yani the people who have fallen short in reference to this matter, these people, these valuable times and these valuable hours, pass them by without getting any benefit whatsoever in any area. Not an increase in iman, nor an improvement or rectification of their deeds, nor as a means for storing up knowledge, beneficial knowledge that can benefit them in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting near to Him. So this is also a reminder to us, I'm saying, that the time should be used for those things that are of benefit. And the greatest benefit, of course, is in those things that benefit us in our deen. And it doesn't mean that a person can't spend time in his worldly affairs. But the most valuable benefit is the benefit in one's deen. And this is يعني clearly indicated in the supplication that the Shaykh began this topic with, اللهم أصلح لي دين الذي هو عصمة الأمر عصمة عمري, يعني that oh Allah rectify and set right my deen, because this deen, my deen, it is the affair that protects and preserves all of the rest of my affairs. If someone's deen is correct and right, then the rest of the affairs will be good. But whoever's deen is corrupted, then indeed they will be of the losers. So the shahid, yani the point, O my brothers, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these parts of the time, these parts of the day, is a clear indication of the greatness of the affair of time and the importance of giving attention and care to it. And here the Shaykh, he says, so from the textual proofs that indicate the importance of time and the greatness of its affair is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in many ayats of the noble Quran has counted or considered time and the parts of time from amongst those things that he considers to be of his great blessings. Yani he considers time as being from amongst the great blessings that he has blessed the people with. Yani that he has blessed his servants with. Yani from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from amongst them he has counted or considered that time is from amongst his great blessings that he has favored his servants with. And that is so that they might use it. So they might use this time في طاعته جل وعلا وما يقرب إليه, so that they might use it in obedience to him, and so that they might use the time as a means of getting near to him. So indeed every one of us must ask ourselves, what are we doing with this time? Are we using it in obedience to Allah? Are we using it as a means to get near to Allah? Or we are allowing this valuable time that is indeed a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be wasted? So from the examples, and just as an example, from amongst the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, where he considers and counts time as a blessing, as a ni'mah, is that which came in Surah An-Nahl. And that surah is named by some of the scholars as Surah An-Ni'am, Ni'am, yani as the surah of blessings, due to the many blessings that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in this surah that he has favored yani his servants with. Yani in this great surah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions many blessings and many bounties and many favors. And due to, yani, there being so many blessings and bounties that are mentioned in this surah, some of the people of knowledge called this surah the surah of blessings and bounties and favors. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, from amongst those things that he has counted and considered and mentioned from amongst his bounties and favors upon his servants, he said, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ, that he has subjected to you the night and the day. Yani that these are from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has made available to you for your use and for your benefit. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرُ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ, and indeed the sun and the moon and the stars have also been subjected to you for your benefit by his command. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, that indeed in this there are ayat or signs for people who have sense, yani for people who have aql, who can think, or intelligent people. Indeed in this are signs, yani signs that point to something, that have indications for us. Indeed in this there are signs for the people of intelligence. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّحَارِ, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected to you the night and the day. Meaning, this time, Allah has subjected this time to you. He has made it subservient to you for your use and for your benefit. The night comes, and then it is followed by day. And the day follows the night. And in this manner, night and day and time, yani proceeds, sa'at, hours of the day, proceed and pass us by. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected all of this to you, yani the time, the night and the day and the hours of every day and night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected them to His servants, yani to be used, to be benefited from by the servants. And then it is upon us to accept this and to utilize them in the way that will be of benefit and that will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be a means of nearness to Him and earning His favor and His reward. So the Shaykh, he says, from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected and made subservient to us are the nights and the days. The nights and the days have been made subservient to you. It is a limited amount of time, a fixed amount of time. And it's not unlimited, but the time that Allah has made subservient to us is fixed, and it is limited. And no one will go beyond that or fall behind that. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed your death to be in the night, then you will die before the morning approaches. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tabaraka wa ta'ala, has decreed your death to be during the day, then you will die before night comes to you. So for you in the night and in the day, yani, there is a tremendous blessing for you. In the night and in the day, and in the limited hours, and in the fixed amount of days, indeed, they will pass by. And if the time, these limited amount of days and hours, if it pass by, yani if your days and your hours are finished, then you will be finished with the ending of your time. Naam. For this reason, and I will try to stop someplace that makes sense here. And for this reason, some of the Salaf, they said, Ya Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam ma'duda. O son of Adam, yani O human being, every human being, verily you are only, you are no more than the yani limited, fixed amount of days that Allah has given to you. That you are these fixed amount of days. So when it finishes, yani when your days are finished, then you are finished. And Allah Jalla wa Ala has subjected and made subservient to you the night and the day. He has subjected and made subservient to you these times, and He has prepared for you these times, and He has brought you into existence in the time, and He has created you after you were nothing mentioned. He brought you into existence in these times, and you will have from this time a limited fixed amount. Indeed, people before us, nations before us, have passed away before us. And they took their portion of the nights and the days, yani what Allah had apportioned to them. They took their portion of the nights and the days. Allah had subjected to them, tabaraka wa ta'ala, their nights and their days, which they were going to spend, yani in this world, in obedience to Allah, as worshippers of Him, fulfilling his command until the end of their time and the coming of their death. So some people who came before us, they have used their time in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping him and fulfilling his command until death overcame them. While others from amongst the people, they spent their nights and they spent their days in that which earned the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this one will step forward, will come forward to his Rabb with that which he has sent ahead in this life, with that which he has sent ahead in his days and in his nights. Yani, the one who has wasted his time, then he will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that which he has sent ahead. And this reminds us of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That all you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah. And let every nafs, every human being, look at, consider carefully what it has sent ahead for tomorrow, yani for the day of Qiyamah. Let every person, every soul, consider what it has sent ahead for tomorrow. Indeed, what we are doing in these days and in these nights is what we have sent ahead. And when we have wasted time, then we will have nothing that we have sent ahead. Indeed, Allah is khabir. Inna Allah khabirun bima wa lima ta'amaloon. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what you are doing. And the Shaykh here, and I'll try to stop here, the Shaykh, he says that Allah Jalla wa Ala has favored his servants by subjecting to them the night and the day. He has made subservient to you your nights and your days, which are given to you in this world. And they are your portion of this life. But they will end. Yarhamukallah. وَلِكُلِّ عَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ra'ad, 13th Surah, 38th Ayat. And for every ajal, yani for every person's time, lifespan in this world, there's a kitab, meaning there's a fixed amount that has been written by Allah, a decree that Allah has written. Everything has a time limit. And it will end, it will pass by, and it will be over. So if the time of a human being comes to an end, if his time comes, then his days and his nights have ended. And if his time, yani the time of his death that Allah has appointed for him, as has been mentioned previously, if it comes during the day, he will not reach the night. And if his time, the ending of his life, comes during the night, yani his ajal that Allah has appointed for him is fixed for the night, then he will not reach the day. Indeed, this time is a ni'mah, a great, tremendous ni'mah that Allah has made subservient to us, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The night and the day and the forenoon and the dawn and the afternoon, all of these are ni'm, bounties, blessings, favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has subjected it to you and prepared it for you and brought you into existence in this time, and he has commanded you to use it in obedience to him, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to use it in that which brings you near to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, we will stop here with this, the Shaykh reminding us that these times are a blessing, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to use them in obedience to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a means of nearness to him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he give us the tawfiq, the success, to utilize our time. Those who are young and those who are old, to utilize whatever time we have in this world in obedience to Him, and that we make it a means of nearness to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any question or any comment or any correction for what has been said, inshallah, we have a few minutes, yani before we can pray. Naam. As-salam. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbi.
Can you repeat the statement on the Salaf adrat to Qawman min Sahaba?
Naam. He said, adraktu qawman hum ahrasu ala waqtihim. Hum ahrasu ala waqtihim minkum ala dananirikum. Adraktu qawman hum ahrasu ala waqtihim minkum ala dananirikum. And they have reached the people, they are more, yani ahras, yani they are more eager and diligent with their time than you are with your money, with your dinars, gold coins. Naam.
Second question is, many times you find the youth who begin studying knowledge, they are consistent in their study. They might find it difficult to be consistent in their time studying. So what advice do you have for those individuals who are having this trouble studying every day a portion, consistent in their time?
Naam. The person who has begun to study, to seek knowledge, and they find difficulty in being consistent in it. The first thing, of course, is, you know, as the Shaykh Hafidhullah mentioned in the beginning of this topic, yesterday we read it, yani the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our deen for us. And this rectification or setting right of the deen includes everything that enables a person to be in obedience to Allah. And of course, from the most important things related to this is one's time, how you spend your time. So this supplication is what a person can begin with, yani asking Allah to rectify for us our deen, in addition to rectifying for us our dunya and our akhirah. And so here, yani the point is that from the most important things that a person who wants to be successful in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who wants to be successful in seeking knowledge and in devoting their life to obedience to Allah, is asking Allah's help. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Yani making these kind of dua where you ask Allah's help subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important thing. That a person, if they ask Allah's help, it is very likely that they are going to be successful. But of course, as we mentioned earlier from the points from yesterday, that the one who wants to be successful in whatever it is that they are asking Allah's help in must utilize the legislative means. So from amongst the things that a person can do themselves in order to be consistent is to manage their time, yani to actually plan their time, not to just go through the day hoping that I'm going to get many things done, but rather a person has to plan their time, has to look at their year, look at their month, look at their week, look at their day, and actually plan the time. Yani that there's so much time where, for example, you go to school. There are so many hours that I'm going to be in school. That's inevitable. There's nothing I can do about it. I have to go to school these many hours, or I have to go to work so many hours, or I have other responsibilities. Whatever it is. So those hours are already taken. So after a person looks at their time, the time they go to school, the time they go to work, the time that they have to do whatever other responsibilities they have, then they look at what time is remaining. And from the time that's left, they plan. Yani, what are my priorities? What are the goals that I have in terms of seeking knowledge or other things, whatever it is? And to apportion from those goals after prioritizing them. Yani, what is the most important of the goals that I want to achieve? And he's making a list of priorities. What is the most important thing, and what is second, and what is third, and so on. And these are the hours that I have left in a week or in a day. And from amongst these hours, at the end of the day, for example, I have 3 hours. That's it. Yani work, school, other responsibilities, there's 3 hours left. So these 3 hours, I have to appoint so much of it to each of these things that I want to get accomplished in the course of that day or in the course of the week or whatever. So then the person should set aside so many hours for study, so many hours for voluntary worship, so many hours for whatever else that they intend to do in the course of a day or in the course of a week, and then they have to try to stick to it. Set a time, make a schedule, divide the time up according to your priorities, and then stick to it. And in terms of studying, one of the things that will help a person to be consistent in studying is that the time they set for study be a time when they're not going to be distracted with other things, when they're not going to be occupied with more pressing matters, when they're not going to be tired or too sleepy to really study. They have to pick a time that's suitable for studying, when they're not going to be distracted by their family, when they're not going to be distracted by their friends or their neighbors, where they're not going to be occupied with something that's more pressing, and when they're not going to be too tired really to benefit from reading or memorization, whatever it is that they're trying to do. So this is important also, not only appointing time for everything, but also the appropriate time. And he's setting a time for learning that is going to actually be of benefit. And then of course there are other things like looking for and identifying companions, people that have similar goals and objectives, other brothers who want to study and want to learn, and try to keep good companionship with people who are learning that will help you and support you and encourage you and cooperate with you in learning. And this is also a great support in being consistent, because any human being, if they set out to do something, if they are alone, it's very possible that they may go a certain distance and then run out of gas. But if there are two or three or four people together, they encourage one another. And this is one of the great benefits of fasting in the month of Ramadan. That people who can't fast the whole year long, in Ramadan, everybody's fasting. And they find some ability by the help of Allah and the blessed, the barakah of the time of the Shahr Ramadan, but also because of the companionship and the company of doing it together. So one of the aids in being consistent is to identify those people who are also serious about learning, and set goals and objectives that are joint goals and objectives that you're working on together to help each other, to keep each other to be consistent, so that at a time when you may be a little down or you might become lazy, then you force one another to stay on track. Inshallah. Naam. Wa iyyakum. Naam. This requires us to open the books of tafsir. The obvious meaning of these ayat, the obvious meaning is it's clear, it's clear. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that the one who corrupts his soul, his self, by sin and disobedience and failure to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will be a loser. The person who corrupts his soul, and the one who purifies his soul by the remembrance of Allah and acts of obedience and worship in Allah, then this person will be successful. That's the obvious meaning. As far as the tafsir, then maybe on another occasion, inshallah, we'll read the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, or one of the scholars of tafsir. Naam. Any other question or any comment? Naam. Surah Ra'd. Surah Ra'd. Allahu Akbar. Naam, yeah, 38. Jazakallahu khair. Tayyib, inshallah we'll stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.